SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome to the program. Today we highlight Medical Laboratory Professionals Week, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. We're happy you could join us. Medical Laboratory Professionals Week is an annual celebration of the laboratory professionals and pathologists who play a vital role in every aspect of healthcare. Since they often work behind the scenes, few people know about the critical testing they perform every day. For a couple of years, the theme for National Laboratory Professionals Week has been Get Results.
This year, though, they wanted to focus on Super Lab Teams Unite. You know, a lot of times we are behind the scenes, so a lot of people don't know the superheroes in the healthcare system, we would say. So at the Medical Associates Hospital, we have utilized that international theme, and we have Medical Laboratory Professionals, the unsung heroes of the healthcare system, as our theme. And we have a whole week of activities to do between April 20th to the 25th.
That was medical technologist at the Medical Associates Hospital Lab, Lydia Miles Saunders. On Monday, April 20, there will be an opening ceremony starting at 2:30 p.m. to kickstart the week of activities. The week continues on Tuesday with blood group testing. Medical technologist at the Medical Associates Hospital Lab, Herwing Hannaford, tells us more.
Blood group testing, that is where we'll be able to tell the public, okay, this is what your blood group is.
And that's
many
free.
People, and that is free. On Wednesday, we will have free testing. We'll be doing it in a fun and interesting way. And so we'll be having what we call a grab bag testing. So the patient will come in, pick from that bag, and whatever test they pick from that bag, we'll do it for free for them. And on Thursday, we'll be having HIV. And this is again free.
The free HIV tests will be made possible through the Jamaica AIDS support. On Friday, there will be an open day where persons will be able to visit the laboratory to see the medical technologists at work. There will also be some pretty interesting displays showing what the cells in our bodies look like, as well as sickle cell, anemia, and blood cancer. So be sure to check out the National Laboratory Professionals Week of Activities at the Medical Associates Hospital, located at 18 Tangerine Place, Kingston 10.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
Vision 2030 is Jamaica's national development plan. Under Vision 2030, the government is developing initiatives, putting in policies and programs, all geared at making our home the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment.
The younger bamboo that used to grow until it reached about 2 feet, but the leaves were dry. And we used to use the dry leaves and use them make windmill, but we call them breeze mill. We will put them in a certain way, 1, 2, 3 leaves of bamboo on a piece of stick. Sometimes three leaves, you know, on a piece of stick. And when we start running, man, and that starts spinning, you know, it was a joy, you know. And we used to have a lot of fun in the pond, because in my country where I was born, we didn't have any rivers, we didn't have any sea. Only when the rain falls, the place would be full with water. And we used to enjoy it, man.
And remember, the invitation is always open for you to share some of your glimpses of Jamaica with us. Send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359-024 to find out how you can do just that. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. Remember to join us again as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.